old canvas. I said, just like, yeah. You have over here the Shulchan Aruch. It was a minig, Kuf Pei Beis. It was a minig, in the Tal Yisrael, we don't do it. The whole davening was said, bow down. Bow down. Besides the brachas, you're not allowed to, because there's a number of brachas, just bow down. The whole davening. So the whole davening, or part of davening, that's tough, kuf, pei, bei, sif, dalet. Yesh noyim espal bo shoshonim kippah b'kriya. The tzvich lizka b'sef ha-brachas. The whole davening is bow down. Right. Actually, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, that says the shofar should be bent over and twisted. Right. Why? Well, it says so the whole davening, not the whole davening. So the Gemara, beginning of the third parak, about the shofar there. Rosh Hashanah, she bowed down. Come on, the Kai finished. Daitek, Fei. Fei Mali. Fei Mali. Two machlokes over here. I said, no. Come on, the Pushit Ma, Daitek, Fei. He holds the shofar is straight. Right. He says, bow down. So now pay attention now. The Ro'ah on Brachas says, we don't do like that, Ro'ah. This Ro'ah on Brachas on Bamed Beis. And he says, especially understandable, that not by the first Bracha, first three Brachas, but by Malchus Achronis Shofris, as Loshen is Shem Chovas Hayoim, you bow down. He had the high point of the Chiyuv Rosh Hashanah davening the Malchus Achronis Shofris Chovas Hayoim. See that, bow down. So we don't do like that. Now there is, by the way, a problem. The Gemara said over there, why do you blow Kiyo, right? Kiyo. Shvarim is what? What's Shvarim? Genuchi Gonach. What's Genuchi Gonach mean? Groaning. What's Trua? Yolel. In English, that's called wailing. Wailing. What's Kiyo? We'll call it Pshuto. It's a big machloikus by Pshuto. And you hang it over here first. Shulei Diskin came, he's got a door, and he said, most people blow Kiyos. Either to or to, right, that's most people. He came and said, that's not Pshuto, more important. Pshuto. Raman Pshuto. So he insisted, you have to blow to, no knetch at the beginning, no knetch at the end. Puzzled. And all the yeshivas do that today. Kedruskarov, except for that, no knetch at the beginning, no knetch at the end. Zabach appears to Vilna doing Elul. And Chaim Moser said, anybody know how to blow here? Or that was Chaim Moser? I know. Boy blow. So Chaim Moser went over to him. Why were you Mishana for Mini Yisrael? Why were you Mishana for Mini Yisrael? Hear that? Mini Yisrael is, it's a Trumas Sedeshan. To Trumas Sedeshan says, the reason they did that, because you have to hear the whole coil. People are not paying, completely got it starts blowing, they're not concentrating. So they put a ta'ud there, a piece that's extra, so that they can, who didn't hear that, it's okay. I hold different shots, especially the knesh at the end. So, it's a sign of victory, like a V. The key is victory. Shavarim Trua is... Hysteria. Right. Hysteria. Terrified. Groaning and crying and wailing. And key again is happiness. That's basically Malchus is happy. Chatzos called Shofar. I shouldn't show you. Key is happy. Shvarim Trua is brokenhearted. And key is Mish HaMashiach. Gula. You have Yom Kippur, the Mishmash. Right. Malchus, Chon, and Shofar. Each one is a different message. You've seen the Peter. I'll show you that. I told you that there's a guy who was a safer, Simchas Alevim. Right. He's a big tzaddik, the guy. He's a friend of mine. He's a Rebbe in Fisher's Yeshiva. You heard that Yeshiva over there? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so there, he's a big tzaddik, this guy. And he wrote all the Brisk Menhagim. So he writes about the Brisk Menhagim. So, but Lama Natsayach is very annoyed with Lama Natsayach. How can you spend 15 minutes on, don't you want to do the mitzvah? You should burn you the mitzvah. How can you spend time in the store before the mitzvah? So he had no, he said it to everyone was saying it, going didn't say it. Well, and he felt he was like annoyed. Then came the shofar. Horror on his face. And the guy writes, Eefshel Tzayir, Pachad Elikim. Terrified. And here we have his grandfather. I said this to Gro, and it's Chaim V'lozhana. Sid HaGroin has in the back. And listen to this. Chaim V'lozhana. Chaim V'lozhana. And Chaim V'lozhana is the boss. I think it's Chaim V'lozhana over here. For a minute, let's see. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, page Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph. Is he calling the Gra or himself? I saw quoted, he's calling the Gra. Seems to me he's quoting himself. It says over here, Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? I'm not sure. Either Chaim V'lozhana or the Gra. It's usually in front of Chaim V'lozhana. Rabbeinu Hol. What's this word over here? What's this word over here? I can't read.
Sameach. Ma'oid. Basically, a shofar.
Right, you're Sameach Ma'oid. Why? The Chain Omar. Sorchlios. Rav Simcha V'chedva. Kedugmas Hamadina. B'yoim. Shema Amlichim Melech. Umakim Oisai. Kenachna b'kiyah shofar, v'amlichem ha-kodesh baruch hu, v'choy lomois, kenachna imois. The guy in the bottom does a big favor, it means a spurnoi. Ein spurnoi, al posik, a mikwa, zichron tua, zichron tuas melech, bo yogilu v'malkom, yogilu v'malkom, harninu l'alikimu zeinu hariu. Right. Right. It says, think of a chodesh shofar. Why are we so happy? We're being judged. The royal one was smayach. Oz Yosef, why? That he's a judge. Shum alkeno. Sheyata klapi chesed. Yizak yisano. Vishifta yisano. שהשם יושבתנו, השם חוקקנו, שם מלכנו, הוא יושיענו. הוא כתב. The two guys, I told you once, they had a mishpat the next day. A very, very terrible, horrible mishpat. One guy is sleeping soundly. One guy is tossing and turning the whole night. Here's the guy. He said, how do you sleep to such a mishpat today? He said, my father's a judge. You got that. So Malchus is a coronation, and Avimelech, he says, Melech Yoshel Kisei Rachamim, Melech Rachmon. That Malchus is happy. The foreigners, Yulua Yalel, we've been judged. Terror. Right. So anyway, you have this contradiction. And your job somehow is to make both happen. That's when it's one important connection over here. It says you're not allowed to mention chet on Rosh Hashanah. Not even don't mention chet. You don't eat nuts because the gematria chet. Do you have to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah or not? Yes or no? Do you have to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? Give me a raya.
Sarsmei tshuva.
Right. Do you have to do tshuva? So how can you do tshuva without chet? How do you do tshuva without chet? What's the answer? How do you do tshuva without chet? I'll tell you how to do tshuva without chet. To Malchus. How? Once you connect, that's a nice word today, connect to your melech over here. No averis. Hear that? You can get rid of averis two ways. Fight evil, fight the ra. No evil shmiro. Right. Hu malkeinu. The middle, the Rambam writes beautifully, two places. He speaks about Hirhurim and Znus. He said, this stuff is for the losers. There's a story in the Meged. There was a Shiva in America, Detroit, a big guy in the label boxed. I shouldn't say the name, but the rest of the story. They caught a boy in the Shiva. Masana, on the front. They told him. His reaction was, he didn't say that pig, that disgusting dog, right? That chayra ro. He said, isn't it a pity he has no cheshek in learning? Isn't it a pity he has no cheshek in learning? Whoa! That's a tshuva, Rosh Hashanah. That's a tshuva. Malchus! Who are Kano? Who are Vino? Right. Who are Malkano? Who are Kano? I would put in who are Beno? Who are Beno? Because you have a Kesa Mishnah. You have a Rashi in Baba Kamiya, what's going on. Right. When Yitzhara comes to me, I say, soon. First, I got to finish the Rashi. First, I got to finish the Rashi. Correct. Okay. Aksiva. Aksiva Toiva. Ksiva, you have Ksiva, what's Ksiva? Ksiva means Ksiva's Chaburiz. That's Ksiva's Chaburiz.